The Tenderloin Monk for my father, Yopu Taisali. My father lives in the City of Love, the Tenderloin District, where the homeless set up camp on pissed-on streets, where building walls bruise and street lamps weep, where mercy from the mayor's office is a fine-tuned clink-clink salute for a most glorious Chardonnay. 1. On the corner of Market and 7th Street, mothers, fathers, children, panhandle for pancakes, hot coffee, and dope, while a pigeon bathes in the greasy gutter of a sidewalk grieving. At McAllister and Leavenworth Street, a family of 3 wake up off the steps at the Fountain of Truth, a typical morning without hot water, where fathers teach chai little boys how to urinate against the trees in the civic center. Where are the tears of America? Did time forget the anthem of the 60s and 70s, too? Simon and Garfunkel, what a time it was, a time for. We lived in a mist of lifting each other's up. U.S. military cocked rifles at our throats, but we locked strong arms together. We let the pin gospel off our tongues, and our murals marched with us. The streets broke the rapper inside out, who shocked the smitten white diction. We flowered power from the taro root. We picked our afros out proud. Nina Simone on the piano singing, Mississippi Goddamn, Sly and the Family Stone took us higher. The Isley Brothers fight the power. Dressed in blue and red bandanas, we joined the Filipinos in the grape fields of Delano, marched with Chicanos from the barrios. The staple singers took us there. The grass flew, the rainbows flew, the people blew in every corner of the earth, people swarming like honeybees, frenzied with belief, a new moon about to rise. Side by side we organize, red, black, brown, yellow, white, raising fist after fist, soaring in the glory of the Lord. We broke the sonic boom, echoing, enough is enough. What a time it was, a time of happiness, a time of Malcolm X, of Black Power, of children breakfast programs, of Martin Luther King Jr., of Cesar Chavez studying Gandhi G, for humility in our hearts could dismantle the tallest empire. What a time it was, a time of active resistance, weaving yellow, green, red, black beads into Stevie's braids, warning Uncle Sam and Big Brother, you killed all our leaders. I won't have to do nothing to you. You'll cause your own country to fall. Oh, America the beautiful, where is your rage of mercy? Where are your sweet revolutions now? 3. The Tenderloin heart of a movement is found alongside of St. Boniface in apartment 512, where a river of blood reeks of roses. Some call him Santa Buddha, high talking chief, poppy, great uncle, great grandfather, but I call him the Tenderloin Monk. During the 60s, hotels rejected my mother white, my daddy black. When mother explained that her 5 children were sound asleep in the back of the station wagon, the Kirks said, keep driving. When the one hotel room accepted us, daddy bundled us up into his kingly chest, carrying us one by one into the bright lights of the lobby. 4. I imagine my father as a boy diving off the highest cliffs in Samoa. I like watching him cook, his tenderness for the fish, and how the avocado ripens in his wooden bowl with a trust that it will not be left behind or eaten before its time. My father said I'd return to him when the lilac tree burst through his walls. He said that everlasting fragrance filled his nostrils he'd never forget. And when he walked out of that elevator dressed in a beige suit and a father's smile, I'd never forget what it is to be loved. Every visit is a tea ceremony. He takes my oversized backpack. I share my dream of the incense inside 7 jeweled purses. He rejoices. I'm so happy Painina has reclaimed her innocence. I tell him the word is incense, he repeats. I am happy Painina has reclaimed her innocence. He is patient with my questions. Daddy, what about the movement, the revolution, the hundreds of homeless camping up and down these streets? He begins with a quote. Daughter, we are only rookies. He shares his morning vision of the three letters moving clockwise around a circle, triangle, or box. He asks the Catholic nun about it. She explained, Yuri in Hebrew is light. And I answer, Daddy, in English, Yuri is, you are I am you, we are one.